Renaissance City Choir marched down Grant Street singing the iconic song from the musical Rent. Before that, parade organizers asked for a moment of silence along the route for the victims of the Orlando shootings. The crowd started gathering more than an hour before the parade start, many people expressing sadness, but all said it's more important now than ever to celebrate Pride.
I think there's a lot of bigoted, racist people out there that we need to present a united and strong front against that kind of bigotry.
That's Linda Dobis from Pittsburgh. She was at Pride with her husband.
We're just supporting the diversity in Pittsburgh.
Dobis was among many who were discussing the news of the day, the news of the deadliest shooting in U.S. history.
Oh my gosh, it's heartbreaking. It's frightening. Because if it's directed at the LGBT community, that's heartbreaking. And if it's directed as a terrorist attack, that's heartbreaking. So it's on so many levels.
Darrell Tucker was at Pride with two female friends. He says Pride celebrations are important for uniting people, and especially important in the wake of violence.
This thing that happened in Orlando, like whenever that kind of stuff happens, like stop
there's
happening, then
problem.
We won't need Pride. But until then, we're going to celebrate our uniqueness, our quirkiness, and what makes us us.
For Tucker, part of that quirkiness is the glitter he had covering his entire goatee. But he says it goes further.
Sometimes people think like Pride is like a bunch of, you know, twinks walking around in underwear. Yes, that is it, but it's so much more. It's more than just what everyone sees on the outside. So I just hope everyone really learns, especially what's going on with like Orlando and all that, that they get the true meaning of why we need Pride.
Twinks is a term used for young-looking, attractive gay men, generally in their teens and early 20s. And of course, that demographic was represented, but also present at Pittsburgh Pride were women, older men, children, grandparents, and many others. Tucker says that is what Pride is about, bringing people together and celebrating diversity. Star Beeler from Greensville says it's important not to hide in the wake of tragedies like that in Florida.
Otherwise, people are going to get scared and they're going to go back to hiding themselves again.
A small group of protesters stood along the parade route, holding signs denouncing homosexuality and shouting Bible verses, some over a loudspeaker. Right before the parade, a man who was raised by a lesbian couple got into a shouting match with one of them.
So according to this, my turn.
All the homos,
my turn.
The homosexuals are on their way to hell.
Okay,
that's
everyone of you.
The man, Joe Kaiser, was visibly upset and was escorted away from the protester by a police officer. He joined his wife and children to watch the parade.
I'm here supporting equality 100% across the board. You know, they want to preach their message of hate after what happened in Orlando this morning. I think it's full of ignorance is what it is.
Well, he and others didn't stop the protesters. Singing and cheering was mostly able to drown out their shouts. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.